Psalm chapter 80, as we move on here, very similar to Psalm 79, this is a call for God to restore that which has been taken away. It begins and says, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh," speaking of some of the tribes of Israel, "stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us an object of contention for our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved." And I want you to notice now in verses 8 through 11, he's going to bring up all kinds of statements spoken in kind of a metaphoric sort of a way, speaking of God's treatment of Israel over the years. He says, "You brought a vine out of Egypt." That's metaphorically speaking of Israel. "You drove out the nations and planted it," speaking of the planting of Israel there in Canaan. "You cleared the ground for it," speaking of casting out the nations that had lived there. "It took deep root and filled the land. The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches. It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river," speaking of the growth of Israel throughout the land of Canaan. And then he says, "Why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit? The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it. Turn again, O God of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine, the stock that your right hand planted, and for the son whom you made strong for yourself. They've burned it with fire. They've cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your face." Now, verses 17 and 18 are interesting. Notice the psalmist prays. He says, "But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man, whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call upon your name." Kind of interesting language, isn't it? He speaks of the man who is at your right hand. And then he refers to him as the Son of Man. And chances are the psalmist, in his own specific context, is probably talking about the king of Israel at that time. However, you and I know that the ultimate person being spoken of here that is at God's right hand is the Son of Man himself, who is Jesus, who of course delivers us from sin and death. And so he ends this short psalm by saying, "Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved." And of course, that prayer has been answered beautifully, wonderfully, in the person of God's Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.